Welcome to the Daily Stoic Podcast, where each day we bring you a passage of ancient wisdom designed to help you find strength, insight, and wisdom in everyday life. Each one of these passages is based on the 2,000-year-old philosophy that has guided some of history's greatest men and women. For more, you can visit us at dailystoic.com. You must study these laws. Seneca, Epictetus, and Marcus were like us. They operated in the real world. They navigated within and around the halls of power. They had people working below them that they needed to motivate and influence, and people above them they needed to understand and accommodate. They were artists wanting to master their craft. They were teachers wanting their ideas to be internalized. They were leaders wanting to do right by the people counting on them. And while they may have been virtuous, the world was not. And they had to figure out how to affect change and get things done inside of it. So they turned to books. They pored over the classic texts by the master thinkers. They studied the great strategists and learned lessons from the writings of their predecessors. They hunted out practical wisdom they could actually use in their lives and their careers. And so must we, because life is not all sunshine and kittens. Longtime readers and listeners of the Daily Stoic know that I hold up Robert Greene as one of today's master thinkers. I've interviewed him more than half a dozen times on the site and the podcast, including in tomorrow's episode. And I've collaborated him with my Amor Fati medallion. I've created YouTube videos around him. I quote him all the time in my emails and in my books. And his ideas have indirectly influenced millions of people for a reason. And his books are the kind that the Stoics would have loved, I think. They were eminently practical and applicable. And his new book, The Daily Laws, 366 Meditations on Power, Seduction, Mastery, Strategy, and Human Nature, is only more so. In my view, The Daily Laws is kind of like a greatest hits album. It gives readers one piece of wisdom every day, which will help you understand and internalize the many lessons and ideas that fill Robert's books. Each is an easy-to-digest lesson, which takes only a few minutes to read and concludes with a daily law, a prescription or a prompt for the reader to put this lesson into practice on that day. And like the Stoics, Robert has spent decades operating within and around the halls of power and trying to understand human nature and psychology and mastering his craft and advising politicians, leaders, financiers, princes, serial entrepreneurs, and platinum-selling musicians, and of course, yours truly. The Daily Laws, then, is packed page after page with his hard-won wisdom. You won't even consider just skimming it to get the gist of it, which, as we know, the Stoics say is unacceptable. No, you will read this and reread this guide of a lifetime. No, you will read and reread this kind of lifetime guide. No, you will read and reread this kind of lifetime guide power, seduction, strategy, psychology, and human nature. The Daily Laws, 366 Meditations on Power, Seduction, Mastery, Strategy, and Human Nature is available everywhere books are sold, audiobook, ebook, physical. Support me by buying it from The Painted Porch at thepaintedporch.com or click the link in today's show notes. Buy it from wherever you buy books. Support the book. It's a great book. Robert Greene is seriously the GOAT, the greatest of all time. It's an honor for me to tell you about this new book. And of course, I'm really looking forward to giving you my interview with him in person. I got to go out and see him when I was in Los Angeles a few weeks ago. So stay tuned for that tomorrow. But in the meantime, pick up today on launch day, Robert Greene's new book, The Daily Laws, and enjoy. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to The Daily Stoic early and ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts.
You know, if I would have applied myself, I could have gone to the NBA.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so. But it's just like, it's been done. You know, I didn't want to, I was like, I don't want to be a follower. Hi, I'm Jason Concepcion.
And I'm Shea Serrano. And we are back. We have a new podcast from Wondery. It's called Six Trophies.
Woo!
And it's the f***ing best.
Each week, Shea Serrano and I are combing through all the NBA storylines, finding the best, most interesting, most compelling stories, and then handing out six pop culture themed trophies for six basketball-related activities.
Trophies like the Dominic Toretto I Live My Life a Quarter Mile at a Time trophy, which is given to someone who made a short-term decision with no regard for future consequence.
Or the Christopher Nolan Tenet trophy, which is given to someone who did something that we didn't understand.
Catalina Wine Mixer trophy.
Ooh, the Lauryn Hill You Might Win Some But You Just Lost One trophy. And what's more, the NBA playoffs are here, so you want to make Six Trophies your go-to companion podcast through all the craziness. Follow Six Trophies on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.